this bulletin, the World Health Organization warns the coronavirus pandemic is far from over. Susan Aquarium's given an almost $95 million lifeline. And in sport, the French Grand Prix is called off because of COVID-19. The latest to SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomo-Ross. The World Health Organization is fearing the worst for health service disruptions preventing care to children as it warns the coronavirus pandemic is far from over. The WHO is urging all countries to find, isolate, test and treat approach to COVID-19. It's also worried about increasing trends in Africa, Eastern Europe, Latin America and some Asian countries. Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says children are at low risk of COVID-19, but they need to be protected from other diseases.
Even when services are operating, some parents and caregivers are avoiding taking their children to be vaccinated because of concerns about COVID-19. And myth and information about vaccines are adding fuel to the fire, putting vulnerable people at risk.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing mounting pressure to gradually begin lifting the country's lockdown. Mr. Johnson, who has returned to work after time in hospital with coronavirus, says he understands the concerns of businesses wanting to reopen. He says his government will outline plans for an easing of the measures in the coming days, but he's warned it may take some time before the lockdown is lifted.
I refuse to throw away all the effort and the sacrifice of the British people and to risk a second major outbreak and huge loss of life and the overwhelming of the NHS. And I ask you to contain your impatience because I believe we are coming now to the end of the first phase of this conflict.
New Zealand has eased some restrictions after 5 weeks of its tough coronavirus lockdown. Some non-essential businesses have now reopened, with 400,000 New Zealanders expected to return to work. School will resume while restaurants and cafes are open for delivery, drive-through and contactless takeaway. However, gyms, cinemas and public gatherings places remain closed. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is urging people to continue to stay at home and avoid becoming complacent to prevent new outbreaks.
There is no widespread undetected community transmission in New Zealand. We have won that battle, but we must remain vigilant if we're to keep it that way. That includes safely returning more New Zealanders to work, enabling more businesses to reopen, and allowing some of the recreational activities we've missed in the past 4 weeks. As you will have heard me say repeatedly, it is not and cannot be a return to pre-COVID-19 life.
Australians are being warned they have to permanently change their behaviour, even as restrictions designed to stop the spread of coronavirus are eased. Some jurisdictions are moving to relax restrictions on daily life as the country continues to record low rates of new COVID-19 infections. But Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says Australians must continue to be vigilant with social distancing and hand hygiene measures until the vaccine becomes widely available, regardless of an easing of restrictions.
We have seen outbreaks of 35 people from one case in a wedding. It is highly infectious. So if you have someone particularly who we believe sheds a lot of virus, what we call a super spreader, that sort of person can infect a lot of people very quickly. And that's why, even though we may have very low numbers of cases, we want everybody to practice social distancing.
Zoos and aquariums have been given an economic lifeline with an almost $95 million support package from the federal government. As they face the loss of visitors during the COVID-19 pandemic, the funding ensures the facilities can continue caring for their animals. Eligible exhibiting zoos and aquariums can access grants worth up to 6 months of animal welfare operating costs, including feed, health and other expenses. Companies will also be able to apply for the JobKeeper program to cover staff wages. Minister for Tourism Simon Birmingham has told SBS zoos and aquariums are vital tourist attractions for local and regional towns. Mr. Birmingham says the move will also support animal welfare and Australia's international conservation work.
Australia is a global leader in terms of the care for threatened species, work and research to help combat the loss of wildlife and species around the globe. And so this isn't just about sustaining assets that are important to our tourism industry or the care of immediate animals. It also helps in our ongoing work to sustain biodiversity and wildlife generally.
In Formula One, the French Grand Prix has been cancelled due to coronavirus concerns. It was scheduled to start on the 28th of June at La Castellet, and it's the 10th race to be cancelled because of the pandemic. It comes after France banned major events and imposed travel restrictions. Formula One will now begin its increasingly delayed 2020 season without spectators in Austria on the 3rd of July. The British Grand Prix will also go ahead in July behind closed doors. F1 Chief Executive Chase Carey confirmed the season will run until December and comprise 15 to 18 races across Eurasia, Asia and the Americas. A look at today's weather now. Partly cloudy in Perth, 22 degrees. In Adelaide, a shower or 2, 23. In Melbourne, sunny and 20. Partly cloudy, 20 degrees in Hobart as well. Much the same for Canberra, 22. Possible shower in Wollongong, 23. Much the same for Sydney, 25. Possible shower in Newcastle, 26. In Brisbane, a shower or 2, 27. Sunny in Cairns, 30. And in Darwin, sunny, 35 degrees. Peter Giacomoulos with the latest SBS News. We'll be right back.